and they belonged to a Captain Cornelius at that time. So my grandmother went in the name of Mariah, and my mother did too, went in the name of Sally. But you see, my grandmother was separated. She had a Negro husband, but in slavery, I guess they sold him to some other white owner or something, and so they got separated. But my mother, oh, after she came to Corpus Christi, and I was a grown woman, why, her half-brother came here to Corpus from Beeville. And they were named, his name was but Mama never did take that name. She just kept the Sally. So my grandmother was Mariah Cox. And so...
I guess you never met your grandfather then?
Oh, no, I didn't know him, but I did meet my mother's half-brother.
Did anyone ever tell you where your grandfather was
from? No, and my mother, my grandmother either. But now my grandmother, my mother was my grandmother's only child. And my grandmother and mother lived together. They came to Corpus Christi and they bought this lot up here on Street, and my grandmother has told us that it was nothing but brush, nothing but brush, and they had it cleared off, and my grandmother bought a small house and my mother bought a small house, so the two of them lived on that lot. And after they lived there, well, my mother got a job out here on Ranch. Now, if you know where that is, I do, because that was long before I was born. My mother got a job on Shaper's Ranch, and I think his wife had passed, and my oldest sister was living, and she and my mother went down there, and my father was working down there as a yard hand, looking out for the cattle, you see. And that's how he met my mother, down there on the Shaper's Ranch.
Your mother was a cook?
Yes. She was a cook. And then after Mama quit that job and came back to Corpus, Papa came here too. And then they married by a Baptist preacher. And his name was Reverend And his wife was my third and fourth grade teacher, Reverend's wife, Mrs. Anna, her name was.
What about your parents' education?
They didn't have any, honey, no. My grandmother and my mother couldn't read. No, my mother couldn't read. Like I told you before, they could cook anything. She could cook anything that was in the cookbook, but at the same time, she... couldn't read.
But your mother worked for some of the upper class families?
I should say, yeah, all of them, yes. And they loved her too. Now she worked for Mrs. Thomas B. She worked for Mrs. Her husband was a railroad man. He used to run in here, and they lived just a second north of my mother's homestead on Tonkaway Street. But then they finally moved out and bought them a larger place. Let's see.
You've always worked for some of the upper class
family. Yes, I surely have. Would you believe it or not, my first job I had, The lady lived right next door to us, and we had a gap in the fence where we could run in and out. And her first child was named, she was a little girl,